You're listening to Encounter, a daily podcast of sacred and mindful meditations to help you encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. Growing up, my room was in the back of the house, right off the kitchen. I loved weekends, waking up early to the sound of my mom in the kitchen. And soon enough, I would smell the coffee, the rich, satisfying sensation. And then moments later, the aroma of baking bread, the smell of pastries wafting down the hall into my bedroom. It just smelled like love. Some Saturday mornings, I tried to wait for her invitation to join her for breakfast, but most mornings, I snuck in early, unable to resist taking a first content bite of the bread that she had baked for me. So satisfying. So content. Well, the theme of this meditation from John chapter 6 is becoming satisfied, quenched, pleased and content with all that Christ has to offer you and I. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and a space where you can feel content and loved, satisfied to surrender this time to Father, Son, and Spirit. Start by listening and responding to this prayer from Psalm chapter 34 and respond, Heavenly Father, I am content with you. Lord God, if I honor you, your angels will protect me. Heavenly Father, I am content with you. Help me discover your kindness. Let me be glad about your protection. Lord God, help me to always honor you. Heavenly Father, I am content with you. Help me remember too that I am yours. I am special and I am yours. Heavenly Father, I am content with you. And remember that when I honor you, I will never be in need. Heavenly Father, I am content with you. Amen. So spend a few more moments now, raising your heart and your mind towards God, pursuing that which God is offering you, provision and care in Christ, in prayer, now. Where you are right now is your place. Now shut the door by shutting your eyes and rest in secret prayer before your Heavenly Father. Continue in secret silence as you become aware of the Holy Spirit comforting you, satisfying you. Intentionally note any external cravings that you have that might be distracting you. Just pause here and ponder any longings that you may have. Are there desires you have that aren't divine, that aren't of God? Well, don't dwell on them, but simply note them for now in stillness. As you take note of each earthly yearning, surrender each to the Spirit of God and let them pass, as if you're swatting away a fly. Scan your thoughts and emotions for any signs of lustful hunger, Just let each float past as you center on Christ and being content in what He provides. Just notice the provision of God now through your breathing too. Don't change or alter it. Just simply be aware of it as you center on the presence and provision of God. Consent now to God's provision. Your mind may wander as you note your cravings, and that's fine. But just let the wandering be a reminder to return to your breathing. Perhaps whisper the word content as your mind wanders. Whisper content to help you return to the satisfying presence of God. Whisper content. Now in continued silence, listen carefully to the first of three readings. Don't analyze or study them too closely. Just simply listen for what God might be saying to you from John chapter 6, verse 35, from the New Living Translation. And Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." What did you hear? Where did you notice your attention being drawn? Well, begin to silently meditate on that. After pausing longer in stillness, what came to mind? Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Rest here longer in a sense of contentment. In this second reading, relate the passage to your current reality. Be aware of any feelings that the Holy Spirit stirs. Just notice how you respond emotionally as you listen with your heart to a wider reading from the New King James Bible. "I am the bread of life," Jesus told them. "No one who comes to me will ever be hungry, and no one who believes in me will ever be thirsty again. But as I told you, you've seen me, and yet you do not believe. Everyone the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will never cast out." What emotions did you feel? How did God stir your heart? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of His provision and care. How does it feel? Where do you feel it? In this third reading, simply let the words wash over you, no reflection, no response. Just allow the Spirit to draw you close and sustain you. Linger in this place of deep connection as you listen to a wider reading from the English Standard Version. I am the bread that gives life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry. No one who has faith in me will ever be thirsty. I have told you already that you have seen me and still do not have faith in me. Everything and everyone that the Father has given me will come to me, and I won't turn any of them away. I didn't come from heaven to do what I want. I came to do what the Father wants me to do. He sent me, and He wants to make certain that none of the ones He has given me will be lost. Instead, He wants me to raise them to life on the last day. My Father wants everyone who sees the Son to have faith in Him and to have eternal life. Then I will raise them to life on the last day. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to use all of your senses to experience the bread that Christ offers. I want you to see Him baking it. Watch the care He takes in preparing it for you. What do you see in His eyes? How does it smell as He bakes it? How does it feel in your hands as you hold a warm piece of bread? How does it taste? Now, what does Jesus see in your eyes? Just rest here, using all of your senses, receiving and accepting the bread of life that stands before you. As you reflected in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's presence in your present reality. Where might you go to satisfy an earthly longing? What do you use to quench an urge that is not of God? Let this be a time of reflection and confession. Take all the time that you need to ponder. As we close, don't rush off too quickly. Just rest for as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, whispering, "Heavenly Father, I am content with you." Let that be the word the Holy Spirit gives you to return to the Lord, content. Just take the word with you throughout the day. Let that sacred word be a reminder of the provision and care of God. Let me pray now over you that you be content with all that Christ offers you, that when you come to him, you will never be hungry or thirsty again. You will never be cast out, but filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ now be with you forever. Amen. So in the days ahead, or even the present moment, you will surely face cravings that aren't of God, desires that aren't from above. But rejoice then in the temporary longings as you become mindful of the eternal provision of God that is yours. Also, be aware of moments that God might use you to help provide for another. Look for those forgotten around you. What can you offer them in the way of nourishment? Yes, physically, but also emotionally and spiritually. Take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or sunset, expect to feel hunger pain, but then be reminded of the heavenly banquet table that awaits you. Take a seat in the banquet hall and be served, for it is there you will encounter God.